somewhat similar.
Yes.
So any, I mean, anything else about kind of what you think that, we talked about that you could drill down to kind of the individual physician level, and sort of compare, him or her with peers. I mean, where do you see kind of the most value coming out of this? Is this purely in sort of terms of improvement and performance, or do you see, equally useful in like cost effectiveness? I mean, where do you see
Oh yes.
the biggest value coming?
When I say performance, I'm thinking the triple aim.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really looking at the cost per care, patient experience, and outcomes.
Okay.
That, Tom Berwick's triple aim. That's what I'm really grounding this whole discussion around.
Right, okay. And could you give me sort of like a just like a concrete, sort of for instance that would be like readily applicable to hospitalists, like a specific patient pool where you'd be able to do, just to kind of help me ground kind of, how this would be used in daily practice.
The two examples that I would go with, I guess they're both on the utilization side. The one I already alluded to, which is the readmission component, and how important that is. And then the other example could be on length of stay for patient, and that's the measurement, but really patient flow. And so you can look at different time stamped aspects of patient flow to help understand opportunities within your health system. So how they go through the emergency room, when they get orders written, when you get lab results, and just the timeliness of responses, it can be really powerful.
I
And
see.
right now it's a little bit of a black hole.
And is that, I mean, and just to kind of to follow up on that though, I mean that suggests that you're going to have to, in order to have that data, you have to have
Yeah, that example,
regular.
you have to have EHR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess not only EHR, but
Yeah.